let me take the opportunity now to welcome you to A Word Between Friends. You may already know that A Word Between Friends is a 5 to 7 minute monthly audio feature of Gospel Gazette Online made possible by Lewis Rushmore and your friends who truly care about you, your spiritual health, and where you will be throughout eternity. Lately, we've been considering some of the purposes for Jesus' coming into our world. In the past two segments, we have noted that God, the Father in heaven, sent Jesus to earth to accomplish some wonderful things on our behalf that no one else in all the heavens or earth could accomplish. We have already observed how Jesus came to bless each of us in destroying our ancient foe we know as death. Because of Jesus and the mighty victory he experienced over death, as Christians we do not live our lives in anxiety over the fear of death. Because at the end of this world, our glorious Lord will come in His transcendent power and victoriously raise the dead and give us an incorruptible body, a spiritual body that is suitable for our new home in heaven. For your consideration, these matters may be studied further in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. In John's Gospel narrative, he writes the following of Jesus. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him. And the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. John 1:10-11. Just four chapters later, John then records the words Jesus spoke to his own countrymen when Jesus said, and I quote, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. John 5:43. This same spiritual problem was later discussed by the Apostle Paul when he wrote the Epistle of 2 Corinthians. You see, Paul had preached the pure gospel of the kingdom of heaven. He had pointed men to the only Savior that God has provided for you and me. The Corinthians had begun the Christian race as they had been washed, sanctified, and justified, as detailed in 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. A little more than a year later, when Paul wrote the 2 Corinthian epistle, the brethren were being troubled by false religious leaders. There was a threat that they might even yet follow some other personality along with his peculiar brand of teaching. Hear the scripture where Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. 2 Corinthians 11:2-4. Far from it being to Satan's chagrin, men in general are prone to follow others rather than following the Lord of light. For some reason, even in spite of the Holy Spirit's warning in 1 Timothy 4:1, men and women are prone to embrace what the Bible calls the doctrines of men and demons, rather than accepting and practicing exclusively the doctrine of Christ. Why did the Savior come to earth? Why did he willingly die for you and me upon the cross, just outside the city gates of Jerusalem? Not only did he come to destroy death, but he also came to destroy the power that sin holds in the lives of men, women, and young people. From our own personal experiences, and by daily looking around us, we know something about the captivating power of sin. When we are yielding under the control of sin, we often engage in immoral and unlawful practices that result in embarrassment, shame, feelings of guilt, and hurt. There may be tragic consequences that last a lifetime. Recently, MSNBC aired a program called To Catch a Predator. It was filmed in Bowling Green, Kentucky. A number of men who had come to fulfill a fantasy with an underage girl acknowledged they knew it was wrong when interviewed by Chris Hansen. Some of them felt fear of being caught in a trap, but it was as though they couldn't help themselves. Being driven by their fleshly lust, they proceeded nevertheless to meet what was actually a decoy and ultimately be arrested. You see, over time, the heart of man can become hardened to such an extent that we take terrible risk that might injure ourselves and or others. The good news for you and me is this, that Jesus came to bring deliverance and healing. Through the power of Jesus and His gospel, upon receiving and obeying the truth, we are set free from the captivating and dominating power of sin. To those at Rome who had been delivered from the power of darkness, the apostle wrote these words, "But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness." Romans 6:17-18. He also writes in the same chapter in Romans 6:14a, "For sin shall not have dominion over you." That is the blessing that Jesus gives us through the gospel. In John 8:31-32, Jesus says to those Jews who believed on Him, "If you continue in My word, then are you My disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." May God bless you in your study of His truth in this new year, and thanks again for listening to A Word Between Friends.